University of Alaska Fairbanks women swimmers and basketball players are barred from participating in postseason NCAA events this year. UAF officials say the NCAA Infraction Appeals Committee denied the school's challenge to the bans. KUAC's Robert Hannon has the story.
The bans are part of a wider array of penalties that resulted when UAF reported some 40 of its Nanook athletes violated eligibility requirements from 2008 to 2012. The violations occurred in 9 out of 10 UAF athletic programs. UAF Athletics Director Gary Gray says the school accepted most of the penalties, but appealed the bans on postseason competition for women swimmers and basketball players.
We totally felt that this was an inappropriate penalty, and that's the argument we made, and we lost.
In its rejection of UAF's appeal, the NCAA said it was the breadth and depth of violations that swayed them to keep the bans in place. Gray says there were admittedly a lot of violations over an extended period of time.
There's no question the system had problems. The good news is it's outstanding now. It's corrected. It has been for over 3 years.
This season, the bans only impact women's basketball and swimming. Other teams affected served their postseason bans last year. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.